It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 18th. I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio. A defense contractor has discovered a way to make the desalination process 100 times more efficient, and that could have a big impact on bringing clean drinking water to the developing world. The process is called reverse osmosis, and the material used is graphene, a lot like the stuff you smudge across paper with your pencil. Lockheed Martin senior engineer John Stetson was at a lecture about the properties of graphene last year when he had an idea.
The professor was describing its use for electrical circuits, and I thought to myself, well, this stuff is so thin and so strong, if we could just poke holes in it that are the right size, we could use it to filter water.
How thin is this stuff?
Well, it's a remarkable compound. It's one atom thick of carbon. The way I like to think of it, if you have a piece of paper that represents the thickness of graphene, the closest similar membrane is about the height of the room that we're in. And it's that super thinness combined with the strength that it has that is the attractive aspect of it. It's essentially just like a sieve. If things are too big, they won't get through, and the stuff you want will go through. And it's the water that goes through and the salts that remain behind.
How do you look at this technology 5 years from now?
That is, of course, the crucial question. We constantly are thinking of the aspect of being able to scale it to quantities that will serve a worldwide market. 1 in 9 people in the world is limited access to potable water.
A lot of us, the way that we think about Lockheed Martin, I think, company that develops weapon systems. What does the company hope to do with this kind of technology?
Lockheed really is concerned with the broadest aspects of global security, maintaining safe environments, and that includes water. A substantial part of Lockheed's new initiatives are to identify relevant areas where we can take our core knowledge of material science that we have used for the weapon systems and the rockets and the satellites that you describe and the aircraft, and find adjacent applications with transformational properties.
It could be pretty useful in war zones, right? Places like Afghanistan, Iraq.
Well, that's true. We're not restricting ourselves to large commercial desalination plants. Our troops are routinely put at risk transporting quantities of water in areas of the theater. And this system, where there's presence of brackish water on the surface, would allow desalination of that water and the corresponding reduction of exposure for our troops. So that is a targeted area for us. Once we get this up and running through a prototype stage and then into limited production and on into the next phases.
John Stetson, senior engineer for Lockheed Martin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ben.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Fast Company's annual Innovation Uncensored, April 23rd and 24th. Now open for registration with leaders from their world's most innovative companies list, innovationuncensored.com.
And President Obama is asking Congress to authorize $2 billion over the next decade to get the country's cars off their oil diet. The proposal calls for $200 million each year to be spent on R&D in the electric car and biofuel industries, as well as natural gas. The president said that hopefully in a few years, Americans will be stopping at the gas station half as often. The investment in clean energy would be delivered by a trust set up for the money. Of course, there is one catch to all this. The proposal was sent to Congress. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.